East Coast Breakfast.
The whole world's eyes are on Gauteng as the G20 summit takes place. It's getting ready Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday will be G20 days. And who will South Africa's perfect delegation be, in your opinion? Who should we include in that list of delegates to go and represent South Africa? You can send your nominations here to 061-792-9495.
Good morning. Hey. This is Emma speaking. I will definitely choose Jacinta Ngobese Zuma. That woman is on fire. That woman can give what we think, what we want, can be our greatest voice. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Tim.
Let's put that on the list. Okay, Jacinta, she's on the list. Yeah. Who else do we need?
So hear me out here. Yeah. First name on the delegation, okay, probably third name after President and Lamola, I would put Johan Rassi Erasmus. Guys,
nice.
It's a no-brainer, guys. Yeah. I mean, if you can survive a World Cup final, you survive people on Twitter, you survive reviews by World Rugby, and you're still winning back-to-back World Cups. I think you're the guy. And the other reason I think I would back Rassi is that he's all about fair play, guys. So imagine there's one world leader who all of a sudden gets shady.
Mm.
Rassi will simply drop a 62-minute video analyzing every angle.
Yep.
World peace by Monday.
Yeah, done. I get you.
Finish.
100%. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to say General Mkhwanazi just because he knows what's up. And he's the guy. He knows some stuff about the crime. And crime is a problem in South Africa. Crime.
And he's a sharpshooter.
Yeah. And he's a serious guy. He doesn't mess around. Not corrupt.
Mm.
He can be part of the delegation.
Okay. But he shouldn't choose his delegation, though. He should be the delegation.
Yeah, he should be. He's just one of
the
people
get to choose
in the
anyone.
Delegation. No.
No, Brown Quartz is here in the delegation.
He's just going himself alone with the other people.
The general. He's the sheriff. Yeah. Of South Africa.
Yes.
He's the guy. All right. So, guys, you're missing someone out. I'm hearing you and I'm hearing your WhatsApp voice notes. And y'all's missing out the most obvious delegate that should be at the G20. Keep yours coming through. Keep them coming through. See if you can find it. Who is the perfect South African to send to the G20 summit as the world tries to find a solution to the world's problems?
Hey, guys. I think we should send Darren Moore. Just because he's so cool, he make other cool people look not so cool.
I back you. I genuinely back you. I would put you in that.
Just for the cool.
No, not just for the cool, but like just for everything you would say in general, for like your views on poverty or all the things.
All
but
the
yes,
things.
And you're cool.
On respect.
But yeah,
and
I back
also,
you.
I'm putting the name on the list. Okay.
Yeah, Darren Moore.
Okay, I'm there. There.
Just some of the things you say, which are weird and very geeky. Like,
yes.
You're going to, you can represent us there, bro. I back you.
I'm bright.
Charles Hampton says General Mkhwanazi, Johan Rupert, and Darren Moore.
Again?
Hey?
Do I put
Darren, you definitely on the list now. You've got two nominations, and then Sky and I are backing you.
Showcase.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's four. Okay, top four.
Sherry on Facebook says, I would send the gang from the Hangover movie.
Oh, no.
No. It's not that party.
It's not that kind of party.
Yeah. But then listen to this one. So on that comment, Mayor Chris Papa says, can I be there?
Did he reply on Facebook?
He replied on Facebook, yeah.
Why not?
He knows people. He can ask
them if
he can
like
go
really
there.
Good at, he's very bilingual. He can teach them a thing or two about being a real South African. I love it.
I'll put him on the list.
Add him on the list
there.
Let's say good morning to Abona Muva from Mimlazi. Good morning. Who is in your G20 delegation? Who do you nominate?
Julius.
Nice. Yes.
Why are you sending Julius?
Julius, see, that man is more than intelligent. That man can be a problem solver of the time. That man is always a problem and questions everything about the country. That man understands what's happening in the country. We need someone who's brave like him.
Yes.
Nice. I love it.
The brave
part. Add him on the list.
I
like thank you, Darren. All suggestions are welcome.
And he doesn't take, you know, if like a country says, well, listen, I think South Africa or Africa must pay the same in carbon tax as Europe, ooh, even though we've only contributed, yes, then ooh, he'll say, shut up, get out. So I'll put Julius.
Thank you, Bonamuva.
Awesome show as always. The person that I would send to the G20,
yeah,
is the one and only Darren Moore.
Oh, respect.
Because he is the boss. Darren Moore is the boss. Send him. Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Listen, guys, I'm not going to be able to see you this weekend.
You're going to be out of
I'm going to go to Joburg. I just realized now.
Like, Darren Moore, bro. Like, you're the guy. Nice, listen, the guy. When I leave Joburg tomorrow, yeah, night, I'll leave my hotel room for you, because you're not going to get any accommodation. It's all locked
just
up.
Just go to reception, leave your key card there and say, Darren's coming for
He's
this.
Coming.
Now. Okay. But guys, you're leaving out the most obvious. There's most obvious, the greatest problem solver, the person, the South African that tells you all the things that you need to know at all the times. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Do you know who you're missing out? Who we really, really need to send?
No.
Tell us, G20. We need to send...
Well, guys, I think we forgot the main person. And that would be Kobus.
Kobus van Dorner.
Yes. Hi, guys. Yes, here. Yeah, no, I arrived here in Sandton, Johannesburg for the T20 tournament. And then I found out that they dropped the T and put a G. So... G20, obviously the G stands for Joburg. No, that can't be right. It must stand for Gauteng. It's the Gauteng 20. No, they don't have 20 leaders. Or it is the international one, the G20 here in South Africa. And it's going to be twice as challenging as usual, guys. Delegates will have to hope to receive their luggage on arrivals and departure from OR Tambo. So good luck, guys. This year, G20 leaders will discuss climate and solidarity and equality and the Wi-Fi password. Is this Wi-Fi working? How do I get the Wi-Fi? Is there load shedding? Is there signal? Why can't I get signal? That will be on top of the agenda. This year also will mark the greatest cooperation between Google Maps, new street names, and Uber Eats. North and Central Europe delegates will experience hunger in Africa for themselves firsthand. But one thing is for sure, guys, all diplomats will receive a warm welcome as the aircons are presently being serviced. Okay, guys, well, I'm here, and I might as well cover G20 for you. I am Kobus van Tonder. Cool bananas.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.